Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Empath Coach. I'm your host, Jasmine Bellamy, and welcome to the first episode of this podcast. So, a lot of you are probably wondering what took me so long to finally do this. Well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. I was suffering from a little bit of burnout. I needed a break from running my page. I had a lot of personal things going on as well. I was finishing up school, and then, you know, I also had some personal issues going on too. So that really impacted my time and energy when it comes to this platform. But I took a much needed break, and I am fully present now, and I'm actually able to do this. So, just going to introduce myself. My name is Jasmine. I am 35 years old. I live in Kennesaw, Georgia. I am the mother of two beautiful little girls, ages 13 and 6. And outside of being a paramedic, I run this page in order to help fellow empaths, highly sensitives, INFJs, mystics, misfits, outsiders, whatever you want to call them. I'm here to help people like myself navigate the world of being somebody who feels things on a deeper level than most people. I did not even know what an empath was until a few years ago when I went through my spiritual awakening. And that term has become such a cliche. But it's true. When I went through my spiritual awakening, I started learning more about who I was and why I am the way that I am. So, an empath is somebody who feels energy. Somebody who's extremely sensitive to any kind of changes going on, atmospherically, energetically. We have a tendency to tune in a lot more strongly than other people. I used to get made fun of for being so sensitive while I was growing up. And I was always made to feel like being sensitive was something to be ashamed of and that it was something negative. It wasn't until I got older that I realized that my sensitivity is one of my strongest gifts. Being sensitive does not mean that you're a pushover. Being sensitive means that you are just more in touch. You're more aware. You're more in tune with certain things. And we live in a society now where, you know, it's the cool thing to be tough and boisterous and brash. And for somebody like myself, that can be a little overwhelming. You know, as empaths, we have a tendency to absorb any and everything. And a lot of it is not good. I know when it comes to myself, I have to be very careful about who I let around me. Because I get overwhelmed very quickly. I start getting energetically depleted. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about on this episode is draining friends. Everybody has had a draining friend at some point in their life. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. It's the friend that only comes around when they need to vent, when they want to complain, when they want to whine, when they want to share something negative that has gone on in their life. They never come around to share positivity and spread love and happiness and everything like that. They come around to spread misery, and they're just overall, well, draining. So I recently had to cut somebody off because of this, because I just had enough. You know, it seemed like every single time me and this particular person interacted, it was always negative. You know, they always had something to complain about, or I had to hear about something bad going on in their life. And it got to the point where I was just like, all right, Do you ever have anything good happen to you? Not everybody wants to hear about that all the time. One draining person can bring the energy level down of an entire room. I have seen it happen, and I'm pretty sure other people have as well. When it comes to dealing with people like this, the best advice that I can give is just distancing yourself. If you don't have it in you to cut them off just yet, that's the least you can do. Limit your contact, set boundaries. When they start going into that whole negativity spiral, you can easily stop them dead in their tracks and you can say, look, you know, I'm sorry that this has happened, but I'm just not in the space energetically to deal with this right now. And either one of two things is going to happen when you do that. They are either going to get mad at you, or if they're a good friend, a true friend, they will respect that and not have a problem with your boundaries. Anytime I have tried to do that, when it came to this certain individual I was dealing with, it was always met with anger and negativity. And that is how I knew that maybe this friendship was not the best thing for me. So I decided not to interact with this person anymore. I decided not to have them in my life anymore. And to be honest, my life is a whole lot more peaceful because of it. You know, that's the thing about it. When it comes to having people in your life, you have to be very aware of the kind of energy they bring around you. You can tell, as an empath, you can tell when somebody is not good for you. You can tell when somebody has bad intentions. You can tell when somebody is just not energetically a good match for you. It's very easy to tell. You just have to be able to tune in. Now, there can be times where you're not really sure about it. And I'm just going to say this. When you have moments where you're not quite sure about somebody's intentions or their energy, what you can do is you can just start keeping track of how you feel when you're around this certain individual. If it goes on for a particular amount of time, if it's prolonged, then yeah, you might want to reconsider being around this person. But if it just happens maybe one time and maybe your vibe was off that day and then the rest of your interactions have been good and positive, you know, then that's different. It's just a matter of using your discernment. And discernment is one of the biggest skills that an empath needs to have. You have to be able to protect yourself. You have to be able to protect your energy. You have to really be able to discern what is healthy and what is not. Now, I'm not somebody who is long-winded. I am somebody who likes to cut straight to the chase and get right to the point. So the episodes that I'm going to do with this podcast, they're not going to be very long. They're probably going to be about 10 minutes tops. Unless it's a lengthy subject that I want to talk about, you know, the podcasts are going to be pretty short. And most people, they have an attention span of 5 minutes. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. I tried to do my best. I promise I will get a little better at this. I run a podcast on my personal platform, but the feel is a little more random. And I talk about things that are pretty much like everyday things. I don't really talk about being an empath much on there. So I wanted to create this podcast to specifically target my audience on my page, The Empath Coach. So you'll definitely be seeing more from me when it comes to this page. I'm hoping to do more podcasts in the future. And thank you for listening. You're listening to The Empath Coach. I'm your host, Jasmine Bellamy. Till next time.